Good morning. Now, what today do people often wish people? What do they wish them? Stanley?
A Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas or a... Molly? Happy Christmas, indeed. All right. Good. I think people should do that. Does that change very much in their lives to say that? Do illnesses depart? Does your bank account suddenly race up to £1 million? Grace is shaking her head there at that particular point. It doesn't quite do that, does it? Or outside there, all problems disappear and everything changes. You can shake your heads at that if you wish. It doesn't quite work like that, does it? Christians in Islamic countries still are suffering for their faith, and Christians in atheistic countries, and where tyrants and rulers just decide they don't like them for some reason or other. No, doesn't quite change, because we kind of wish something like that. I'm still taking my tablets this morning. That hasn't changed, and whatever there. I'm sure some of you perhaps haven't woken up in tip-top health, much as you might have wished to. Looking forward to your Christmas dinner and thinking, oh dear, not quite there for it. But anyway, it doesn't change, does it? So, we think, you could, I suppose, decide, well, we could try and wish every day a happy day, couldn't we? Happy March the 12th, happy July the 7th, happy whatever date you might wish. But what would bring the greatest change? What would really make happiness on the earth? What would? Stanley.
Jesus.
Yes. Where, in a sense, particularly, would the greatest difference be made? Right, he was born in Bethlehem. Grace is going to come in here. In your heart, wouldn't he? In your heart. Oh, he was born in Bethlehem. That's a long way from here, isn't it? And I heard that there are thousands of people in Manger Square there in Bethlehem. I don't really know if that makes a great deal of difference, them being there. They can stay there all night and they might stay there all day. I don't know if that's going to make a great deal of difference. And we're just reading about Jerusalem. We could go off to Jerusalem now quickly and sort of arrive there. I don't know if that would make a great deal of difference there either. But I know that that would make a huge amount of difference to you and to the world out there if Christ is born in us today. What do we call it when we come alive to Christ? What do we call that? Stanley.
Being born again.
Being born again, that is it. New birth. Being born again when suddenly something's changed and the Holy Spirit is working in a new way, never before known in our hearts. And it is then either slower or quicker that there is going to be a realization in here. And that's when we lay hold of Christ for eternal life. That's when there's going to be a difference. Do you know, okay, out there, there's the world, in your school and in your street or whatever place. If you change, if you've had the new birth, Christ is born in you, you might be the happy Christmas for other people, or the happy January the 23rd, or the happy February the 19th. You would make a difference, because you would be different, and you'd be changing, and you'd be growing. Because when Christ is in the heart, when there's a new birth, well, babies don't stay the same. Looking over there, in a year's time, Reuben will not be the same. And in 2 years' time, Reuben will have changed again. And you, God sparing us all, if I look at you in a year's time, you will have changed. I will have changed too. I hope I have. Because there is life. And we should be the happy Christmas to other people. We can be that. We can be different and changed and make a difference in the lives of others because Christ is in us. So, lovely. Let's wish everybody a happy Christmas. But in a way, let's be part of their happy Christmas. Let's be part of the story for them, for other people. God is changing us and through us, changing other people. So, let me wish you a happy Christmas indeed. But let's not forget what I've just said to you now. We're going to sing now. James is there with us, isn't he? Away in a Manger, 856. Yes, 856.